PM, monitoring.
B4CBA.
4CBA, KD2BNG, how you doing?
Well, how you doing, Glenn? KD2BNG, KB4CBA. Well, I'm just sitting here putting in some child safe locks on my world top desk. I've got all my ham radio equipment in, and I ran out of the locks because I've been putting them on the kitchen cabinets. Oh man, he loves to get in there. But anyway, I'm listening to some guys on 40 meters on 3825.
South Carolina net or whichever, 3825. I still got to get an HF antenna up. I'm missing out on a lot, I think.
Yeah. I've got to go up on the roof. My 2-meter antenna's leaning just a teeny bit, and I need to tighten the straps on it. If I don't, it's just going to continue to lean the next time the strong wind. I think that 60 mile an hour, 70 mile an hour winds we had got a hold of it, and it moved it just enough to notice, so I want to tighten up on the straps a little bit.
Before you got snow where you are, or just freezing rain?
Fixing breakfast, and I looked out the window, and it was snowing to beat the band. I mean, big old flakes and just coming down. And I went in the bedroom to look at my thermometer, my outdoor thermometer, which is it's accurate within about probably degree or less. And it said 40 degrees. And I have never seen it snow, especially like that, at 40 degrees. Now, it's changed over to rain now, but it stayed for about 45 minutes.
Before. Well, that's good. At least it's not going to accumulate snow.
I mean, I could be wrong. Gosh, it wouldn't be the first time, but I don't think the roads are cold enough. Pavement and all that, it might stick to the grass. My black mulch is white. That's the only thing it's stuck to.
And it's always on the days that I want to get out and do something. It's like every Friday so far, we've had this either rain or cold rain or hopefully not snow later. But then again, you know, doesn't matter. I've never seen snow around here that accumulated for more than a day or so.
State South Carolina, Glenn. Like I told some guys, I think it was one day this week. If you don't like the weather, just stick around. It'll change. we might have sunshine and 55 degrees here. You know, you just never know. Later on today. And I don't know what the forecast is. I hadn't even looked at it. But anyway, I've just never seen it snow that warm. I've seen it snow at, I think, about 37 degrees. But 40, that's a new one on me. But anyway, it was beautiful coming down.
Can't hear yet. Even the New York City area, because you have the temperature effect is moderated by the fact you're in your water. Now, upstate New York is another question. There you'll get 5 feet of snow. But, you know, even like Long Island wasn't all that bad as far as, one winter, you know, we had to use I had to dig out the driveway or whatever, and the guy next door had one of those, gas-powered snow plows, but usually it wasn't all that bad even there.
Apologies, Glenn. I was communicating with my daughter, so you'll have have to repeat that. You're last.
Saying, even in, the New York City area, it wasn't that bad as far as snow. Now, upstate New York would be another matter. But, it wasn't even so much a snow problem where I was before. You'd have a couple of bad winters where you have to dig out some snow, but for the most part, I didn't have that much of a problem there either. If we had 10 feet of snow, that'd be different.
KB4CBA. Well, my uncle, my dad's younger brother, years ago, back in, I guess it was the early mid-60s, he was studying for his master's at Eastman School of Music in Rochester, New York, and he drove an old 50 Ford, flathead Ford, said he'd put a quart of oil in it every 100 miles. He had a 5-gallon metal can of motor oil. I think it was like 30 weight motor oil. And the Mike on the American Pickers, he'd love to have that can. I hate I threw it away, but anyway, I think it was a Texaco can. But he said he'd go out and some mornings, and he said you couldn't find your car. The snow was so deep.
There again, that's upstate New York, and it's inland. You know, during the coast, if you're, New York City being on the coast, you got the warming effect of the ocean. Oh, yeah, I've heard stories like that where you can't get out your door because you open the door and it's completely snowed in. You got to dig your way out from the front door. That I don't think I would enjoy.
Oh, your second story window and step out onto the snow, huh? Oh, me. Well, I like snow. I like it here because, like you say, it's here and it's gone. It might wreak a little havoc with some traffic, and then there's always a few accidents. I hate that, but I learned to drive in the snow when I was at Morris Hill College up there. North of Asheville, about 20, it takes about 20 minutes to get up there from Asheville, and up 26, and they would not scrape. They had a lot of back roads, a lot of tobacco farmers, and they had a lot of back roads that were dirt roads, and they wouldn't scrape them, and there'd be snow on those roads for a week, sometimes 2 weeks at a time. And we just go back there and drive and just have a blast, and that's where I learned how to drive in the snow.
You got to understand something else about the New York City area is they have very, very, very efficient snow removal. So in a lot of cases, even further down Long Island where, there's not that many. Now, having said that, if you park your car along the side of the street, the snowplow is going to bury it. So try to get your car out of the street before the snowplow comes by. But that's one thing they did have was very efficient snow removal.
That was a big plus. Yeah, I know what you're talking about because they're pushing it to the right, and so when they come by, if your car's parked, then you're gonna get a pile of snow coming off that plow. We have some equipment, but and we do a decent job. On a moderate snow, they start on 85 first, and then they move to, or maybe they do 85 and 385 at the same time, and then they move to some of the other roads like 291 and Whitehorse and that kind of thing. And they'll eventually get to your street if it hadn't already. By that time, most of the time it's already melted though.
they'll clean themselves. I actually haven't seen snow removal equipment going down the road around here, or even like closer to town, like in Greenville. I mean, I know you have it. I just haven't really seen it. But there again, if you get an inch of snow, that's gone by mid-afternoon, so what?
Glenn, an inch of snow here is a blizzard. I'm kidding. But people do go crazy around here if you start sticking on the roads. And crazy people behind the wheel is not a good combination. The last one we had, I got behind salt truck, and I got around here as quick as I could because I was just cringing, thinking of what, underside of my car is going to look like if I don't get out from behind this guy. And I've seen them throwing, I've seen sand trucks, they throw out sand on the bridges or salt or sand on the hills, so you can get some traction, and they don't do much if the road's flat, and of course the plows, they come along eventually, but yeah, we got a good many of those, and I'm not sure where they stage. I used to work at the vehicle service center for the county, and I worked on the police cars and ambulances, and that was on Keith Drive. A lot of people call it Industrial Drive. It's really Keith Drive. It's right off of 291 right there at the downtown airport. And we used to have to go in and put chains on the police cars. That was fun.
Used to go around the tires. Yeah, I never had to use those. I probably, don't know how to use them if I had them. But, as I said, the real, real, real snow is something I never really had to deal with.
Watch Mike and Frank on a TV show, The American Pickers.
We don't get cable TV, so I guess not.
They go all over the country, and they found, I think I might have seen a picture, but I've never seen an actual video until they showed one. And they put skis on the front of T-models and took the tires off, put the skis on. And, of course, they were all metal. They were handmade. Might be the ski part might be wooden, but it was curved, like a ski. And then on the back, they would put another set of tires, an axle in tandem with the rear tires, and put a belt on the tires running from, the ones that actually pulled the car to the other set to get traction, and those things would actually move around the snow pretty good. It was really an ingenious idea, for back in the day when they had the T-models.
Show to which you refer, curiously enough, I might have seen the show once, and I might have seen something like that. The homemade snowmobile, or whatever it is, with the skis to where the front tires ought to be. Yeah, you know what? Sounds like something I've seen.
What they had to do, they had, things that had to get done, especially doctors needed to be mobile and back then, and I'm sure some companies were trying to get deliveries out and stuff like that if they could, but most places around here, I don't know that they shut down, but I don't think they get a ton of deliveries when it when we get, you know, several inches of snow. But most people just stay in. That's the smartest thing to do. And unless you just got to get out and get something, because, you know, you get out there, you're liable to get hit. And that's the last thing I want to deal with. And of course, my Mustang, I wouldn't dare take it out there because there's no weight over the back tires. I just sit there and spin. So it wouldn't do any good. Now, our Toyota Highlander has all-wheel drive. It would do well in the snow.
Yeah, I don't think that was designed to be, they were always far too low to the ground, but, yeah, once or twice I got a Toyota Prius stuck in the snow. Fortunately, one time it was near some of the local business people were able to come out and help me push it out. But, yeah, that car has no ground clearance either. And, most passenger cars probably don't.
Again, fortunately, we usually don't get it deep enough for it to start, getting under the car enough to bog it down. But every now and then we'll get, you know, 6 or 8 inches. And, but it runs at about a 10-year cycle, it seems. We'll get a good snow like that. And I can't remember when the last one we had. So, but anyway, well, you may not believe it. I had a 96 Mustang, 5-speed, and I worked at the Motor Mall on Lawrence Road there, John Finger Mazda, and I left at 5:30, and there were several inches of snow on the road, and it was sticking, and it was coming down, and people were just, you know, they were stuck, and there were wrecks everywhere. And I drove that thing, the Traveler's Rest, in second gear. And the way the computer is set up, it'll keep that engine running, and you don't even have to touch the gas. And I just let it pull in second gear, and it would pull and the tires wouldn't spin, even on a hill. Now, if I tried to get a third, it'd start spinning, so I'd have to downshift back second and just let it go up the hill at idle. And but it was absolutely amazing that I got that car home, but I did.
Well, at least you did. So you probably have much more experience driving snow and ice than I do. But as I said, I only got the one Toyota Prius. I wasn't that far from home. I was in some shops that were, across from the railroad tracks, about a block from my house, and I was stuck in the snow somehow. Fortunately, I was able to, there was a bunch of burly guys hanging around the loading dock. Oh, yeah, we can push that out for you. I gave them a few bucks for their trouble. And the thing about that car, and maybe a lot of others, is you cannot disengage the traction control. So the traction control will not let you spin the wheels. Whereas maybe if you could spin the wheels just a little bit, you could get out of the sand, you could get out of the snowdrift. But, yeah, no, that car won't let you.
So one trick they used to use on rear-wheel drive is slightly apply the emergency brake and stop the wheel that was spinning, and that would apply, some power to the wheel that was not spent turning. And sometimes that would get you out of a mess, but that had to be rear wheel drive, and you had to know what you were doing. And but anyway, there's a few tricks, let some air out of your tires and get a little more traction, get a little more rubber to the to the snow. But anyway. All right, well, I'm going to jump out of here, and I hope you have a good day, and we'll talk to you later. Looks like I lost my guys on 80 meters here. Looks like it. I don't know if the band went or if they just went. Now, I still see some. I got a waterfall here, so I still see some pretty strong signals above and below this frequency. So, anyway, well, have a good day, and I'll say 73 is after your final. KD2BNG, KB4CVA.
Nice talking to you, and I guess we'll talk later. KD4CVA, KD2BNG. I'll be clear. Talk to you in a bit.